This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
All right, John, the NFL playoffs are going on. Aiden Hutchinson was doing a media hit. He was on ESPN for their Sunday NFL countdown. And he was asked about the one thing the Lions need to improve on for next season. We're going to play that for you. And we want to know if you agree with him. Let's play it, Greg. Get healthy.
Sure, that will help.
Is that the number one thing this team needs to do for next season? Get healthy.
No, they need to play better. And it's execution on the field because, yes, the secondary was beat up. There's no question about that. And so if we're just sitting here talking about teams that are putting 400 yards through the air on the defense, that would be, I think, the number one reason why that would happen. But that's not the case. That's not what Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers did. It's not what Minnesota did. Minnesota, how many passing yards did Minnesota have?
Three.
No. And where were there not injuries?
The front seven.
Mm-hmm. Plus, we had a Pro Bowl All-Pro linebacker, and we had a second-team All-Pro edge defender. Yet those two guys can't do it all. And so the front seven was healthy, yet they couldn't stop the run when they needed to against the better teams. So, no, it's not just – and I said this earlier. If last year they had – you can't sit there and say injuries were the reason you lost to Washington. I don't care. You should have been able to beat Washington. Now, if you lost to Philly in the NFC Championship game, it goes from a reason – from an excuse to a reason, mm-hmm. because of the way Philly was built last year and the way that they were playing. With those type of injuries, I don't think you were going to be competitive against the Philadelphia Eagles. But against Washington, it was simply an excuse. You should have beaten Washington.
Yeah, when Aiden says injuries are the number one thing we got to fix for next season, it's a cop-out. I'm watching San Francisco overcome as many key injuries as anybody in football. An elite interior linebacker in Fred Warner. One of the best pass rushers in football in Nick Bosa. I mean, guys, they missed Kittle in the game, but didn't have Ayuk or Pearsall for that game. They missed half the year with their starting quarterback. Injuries are not a valid excuse for the Lions. They're not. If you're the gritty football team you say you are, if it's next man up, you do what the San Francisco 49ers just did. You go on the road and win a playoff game. For all the talk of, well, they're only here because they played a last place schedule. It helps. It'll help the Lions next year. But what they just did is go on the road and beat the defending champs in Philadelphia. That's gritty. That's next man up. That's not using injuries as a crutch or an excuse. So when Aiden says it, I think it's a cop-out. I think the problems are deeper than that. It's not just get healthy and the Lions are going to be right back in Super Bowl contention. They got to get that gritty identity back that we see with San Francisco.
Because we saw them last year be able to muster 15 wins in the regular season. And that was with the first place schedule.
Mm-hmm.
That was with an unbelievable number of injuries at every level on defense. And yet they were still able to make that happen. And then this year, where it's really only one position or one level of the defense, and it wasn't a level that was, yeah, it got exposed against other teams, but it wasn't the reason that they were losing.
Right. Detroit lost to the Minnesota Vikings twice. They lost to Brosmer. You want to talk about injuries? Minnesota would put their hand up in here and go, we didn't have our starting quarterback. Right? Pittsburgh would say we didn't have our offensive line intact and we still ran for 200 yards. Like, everybody's dealing with something. Everybody's got injuries. And for Detroit to miss the playoffs, injuries can't be the number one reason. That can't be the number one thing they improve on this offseason. If you want to be a gritty, tough football team, John, I think you would echo this. It starts on the offensive line. That's their biggest issue for the offseason. If they get tougher, meaner, better, start moving people in the run game, yeah, all of a sudden that grit's going to be there, converting tough third and shorts and fourth and shorts and red zone spots. That's going to make them a better football team. They're going to be gritty. They're going to convert. They're going to win. Getting healthy. Cool. Let's put Brian Branch on this team. Let's put Kirby Joseph fully healthy back on this team. It doesn't change that their biggest issue is still on the offensive line. 248-539-9797. Do you agree with Aiden? Are injuries, are they a legitimate reason why the Lions aren't in the playoffs? Or is it an excuse? Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Nick and Flint. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Second time caller, 15-year listener. My biggest takeaway for the weekend before you guys got to the Hutchinson deal is that Caleb Williams, I don't know if you guys have mentioned this, what a lively arm. That guy, in my opinion, is the future of the quarterbacks in the NFL. I was very impressed, and I'll let you guys talk.
The throw he made on 4th and 8, rolling to his left to Rome Odunze with the game on the line, is one of the great throws in NFL playoff history. Now, the only reason it's not higher is it's in the first round, but that's their season on the line. And he made some wild plays in that game, John. He's just scratching the surface. He's going to be a problem in this division for years to come.
He is. And one of the things, and we saw this throughout training camp, and we all thought, you know, it was the videos coming out of training camp in regards to, well, he can't even hit the net or any of the targets that he's throwing to. But over the course of the year, over the course of time, working with Ben Johnson, and one of the things Ben Johnson was known for here was the attention to detail. Mm-hmm. It was all of the little things that made the difference. And maybe that's the issue this year, is the attention to details. We talked about that with penalties and other things, but especially at the quarterback position. Now, Jared Goff was fine this year.
Yes.
He was actually really good.
I think so too.
But watching Caleb Williams grow with a quarterback coach that is zeroed in on everything that the quarterback has to do, yeah, I think he's going to be a problem in the division now that he's being coached as such.
Look, you could point to a lot of reasons the Lions weren't playing. You could say it was coaching. You could say it was the offensive line eroding. I don't think you can say injuries, not with what San Francisco's doing right now. 248-539-9797, because I don't. I'm watching the San Francisco 49ers overcome key injuries, make the playoffs, last play schedule, whatever, but win a road playoff game against the defending champs. That's the definition of grit. That's what's missing in Detroit. That identity was lost this year. That's the biggest reason Detroit wasn't in the playoffs. And if they're going to be a contender next year, they're going to need to get that back. I think one of the best ways you get gritty is you have big uglies up front that win consistently. Reformatting and assessing and addressing the offensive line will help get the identity of this football team back. It will help make them a gritty, tough football team. Aiden said it's injuries. 248-539-9797. Do you buy that? Is that a valid reason or is that an excuse? I think it's a cop-out.
I think this year it is. And this year in regards to not making the playoffs, if it was just simply one or two games, like, they were able to overcome it against Tampa,
mm-hmm.
with a good rival. And I know Mike Evans went down later in the game, and you had they had some other issues going on as well. But going into that game, that was one of the hottest offenses in all of football.
Yep.
You found a way to overcome it. We didn't expect if the entire secondary was going to be out that they would be able to overcome it every single week. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't the big issue against the Eagles.
Right. Look, and I think San Francisco could be used as a source of optimism for Detroit. They had a bad year last year. And they made the changes. They came out swinging this season. They were much improved. All hope is not lost in Detroit, but they need to have that come to Jesus moment, that understanding of, hey, man, we lost our way. Here's some of the responses coming in. 248-539-9797. Injuries are an excuse, but the schedule is a reality. Our schedule was one of the hardest in NFL, and it takes an easy schedule to get in the playoffs and then get hot and make something happen. That's the story of San Francisco.
It was a tough schedule, but you lost twice to the Minnesota Vikings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Guys, I think Hutch should have went on TV and said, yeah, our DC had no idea what he was doing, and we need more talent in the trenches.
Yeah, I don't think
that was sarcasm, but I don't think he's going to do that.
Real quick on that schedule thing, the Chiefs were under 500, the Ravens were under 500, the Bengals were under 500, and the Vikings had the same record, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it wasn't
the schedule
hard.
Wasn't too tough. They just weren't good enough.
The Eagles weren't the Eagles of the year before.
Right. 248-539-9797. Tech says, what do you expect him to do? Throw his teammates under the bus while being interviewed on national TV? That's from Ron.
Well, so I always do go to that. Okay, what do we expect Hutch to say, you know, on national TV? You know, I mean, it could have said, you know, we need to be able to stop the run better. Stop throwing. It's including yourself in that.
Yeah, I think some of the way to answer that would be just keeping it broad and saying, we lost our way, or I always put it on myself and look at what we didn't do on defense down the stretch and that's my side of the ball and we need to be better. Injuries make it sound like you didn't do anything wrong. You're just a victim of circumstance.
Yeah. And so for complete context as well, also he said, hey, in the biggest games, we didn't have all three phases working together, which I thought was a great answer.
Yes.
Yeah. Because sometimes, you know, special teams let you down. Sometimes it was the defense let you down. Sometimes it was the offense let you down. You do have to have against the better teams, at least two of the three phases that are operating at a high level.
Yes. Yes. Let's get to the phones. Kevin, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing today?
What's up?
I got a question. Why did San Francisco only win 6 games after they got to the NFC title game 2 years ago?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, you guys say the injuries aren't a part of the game or no excuse. They are an excuse. It's a mentality thing. You only can overcome so much.
Well, so then it's a reason, not an excuse.
Well, yeah, it's a reason, right.
Why is San Francisco winning road playoff games this season with all the injuries?
I want to know what happened between San Francisco's Super Bowl run 2 years ago to a 6-win season last year. There's no difference in what we did this year, except we won 9 games after we got to the
Kevin, I'm not sure what point you're making. The low points only reinforce what I'm saying.
But all I'm trying to say is injuries do are a big reason, and nobody wants to look at that.
No, how you handle injuries, right? Correct. Injuries are going to happen to every team. The Lions didn't handle their injuries as well as San Francisco did this season. And last year, the Lions handled them better than San Francisco did. This isn't about keeping score. It's just calling it what it is.
Well, the point is, it depends on how the injuries occur. You lose both of your all-pro safeties through the year. You keep losing guys left and right.
Kevin, who had more significant?
It hurt us more this year than it did last year.
Who had more significant injuries this year, San Francisco or Detroit?
Detroit.
No, not at all.
Detroit, you can't keep stopping the run when you don't have a defensive backfield, especially your two all pros.
Kevin, I don't know how you come to the conclusion that Detroit had it worse on the injury front. San Francisco lost their quarterback for half the season. They missed multiple all-pros on defense. Baffling. They had it worse, and they still won more games and a road playoff game.
I think one way to put it, imagine if the Lions lost Aiden Hutchinson and Jack Campbell.
Yeah. And still rattled off 11 wins and then went into Philadelphia and won.
And so, obviously, last year, they did lose Aiden Hutchinson and were able to rattle off 15 total wins.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But they didn't have that this year. They weren't able to overcome. Last year, they did a much better job overcoming injuries. It's how you handle injuries. Every team in the NFL is going to get battered and bruised and banged up. How do you handle injuries? San Francisco's proving that injuries aren't a valid reason to be sitting on the sideline right now. And it's like excuse making from Lions fans.
Yes. And that's why I say injuries can be a reason, but they can also be an excuse. The reason that they lost last year as the number one seed to Washington, because they turned the ball over 5 times.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't stop Washington. If they had won that one and then lost to a much better team, eventual Super Bowl champs in Philly, then it would have been a reason. It was an excuse, then it was a reason. It can be both.
Sure. I get the way you explained it. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Clint in Monroe. Clint, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's happening, boys? Quick question. What do you think would be the best shakeup if we had to improve offensive line, D-line, or quarterback situation? I want to ask the question, and then we can kind of proceed. But where do you think we need the most improvement? What would you say?
I think we're going to say the same thing, John, but go ahead.
Yeah, offensive line.
Offensive line, okay. So, offensive line, I know we've had some injuries. We've had Hutchinson back, which is great. But nobody seems to want to improve much of our quarterback situation. Goff is great. He's done great things. He's putting up some decent numbers. But if we got a running guy, I think we're in much better shape if we can get a running QB. What are your thoughts?
I don't think there are many ways to address the quarterback position and get an upgrade this offseason.
Yeah, Clint, let me ask you this. If that's the position that you want to address this offseason, outline how you want to do it.
Well, as much as the folks of Detroit, we like Goff, we like to see the team progress with him, I think we gotta shake things up a little bit. We got to try to bring somebody in. I don't know if the Cavs would allow for that. I know we got him for the next couple of years. I'd like to see... I think the Lions would do much better if we had somebody else step in as QB.
Okay, but that doesn't answer the question. How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, we'd have to release some guys and pull up some salary to bring somebody else in. I don't even know who's free that week.
So your big free agents are going to be Malik Willis,
yeah.
Mac Jones. You could try to add Kyler Murray if that's your thing. All while having a $63.8 million dead cap hit to move on from Jared Goff. So again, What is the better way to approach this offseason? Downgrade at quarterback and eat $64 million in dead cap, or chase a center and a guard?
I hear you, brother. I know it's tough. It's too expensive. We just got to wait it out, lose the next couple of years, hopefully do well.
No, that's not, Clint, that's not the answer, is to just take it on the chin the next couple of years and lose a lot of football games. You've already seen Goff get you to the NFC title game. Beef up the offensive line, get back to work, and get back to making runs.
Yeah, Goff is a quarterback, and I know this is always the debate. Can you win a Super Bowl with him?
Yes.
I believe you can. He hasn't won a Super Bowl, so it's going to always be that question until he does. He was there with the Rams. He was moments away. He was 30 minutes away from being there with the Lions, and should have been, and I believe would be, if a fourth down pass that was in the hands of the receiver was simply caught.
Let's get back to the phones. Bill and Macomb, you're on 97.1. Bill, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show. Enjoy listening to you. Just want to make 2 points. I think the injuries did play a role, but I believe management didn't prepare that second-tier level of players to step in and be the leaders. So that's got to be addressed. O-line first has to be addressed. Point two, Mike McDaniel, the former Dolphin coach who's interviewing for OC, I think he'd be a great pickup, but I think they have to write in the contract he cannot wear capris on the sidelines during games and stand next to Dan Campbell.
They're very different people, are they not? I can't picture Dan Campbell in capris.
I can't picture Dan Campbell letting that guy stand next to him with capris.
But I think there is a...
Great show.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. And we brought this up a little bit at the end of last week. I think there is a natural fit there, right? Because in Miami, you could argue, boy, were they tough enough? Was the culture strong enough? Mike McDaniel wouldn't have to worry about building those things with Dan Campbell as his head coach. He's run great offenses both in Miami and San Francisco, and he'd have all kinds of weapons to rehabilitate his coaching profile. The only thing that would stop him from being here in Detroit, because we know Detroit's interested, John, would be if he got a head coaching job, which I know he's going to interview for some.
Sure. I don't know that Mike McDaniel gets a head coaching job this year. I don't think he's... I think if you're looking at coaches that were head coaches and get fired, you're probably looking at Stefanski. He probably bounces back with a head coaching job. Certainly John Harbaugh. I don't know that there's a lot of other coaches that were fired that are going to instantly bounce back with a head job. Most of them will go back to being a coordinator on their position or their side of the ball.
So if he's going to be an OC somewhere,
why not here?
Should be here. All right, 248-539-9797. We got open lines. We got some calls to get to. Some of your texts. Aiden Hutchinson asked for the number one thing for them to improve on for next season. He said the injuries on defense. Do you agree? It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.